saw that sentence that came out. It was 5 days of electronic home monitoring, 50 hours of community service, $275 in fees, 360 days of unsupervised probation, and the surrender of his peace officer's license, which the surrender of the peace officer's license, is a little bit iffy to me, because we had actually already had sent information to the post board way back in January in reference to his license. So I don't know that that's really relevant in this in the court case. I mean, certainly appreciate the fact that people are looking out and all of us think that he most definitely shouldn't have a peace officer's license based on these actions here. But we had sent that to the post board back on January 2nd of 2025. So we had already felt like we had shored that end of things. But when you look at it, we got six counts of disorderly conduct. So six victims that came forward. We know there are other victims. Some of them didn't want to come forward because of the nature of the situation, which is certainly understandable. And the hard thing about this is it's a disorderly conduct, so it's a Class B misdemeanor. A Class B misdemeanor in the state of North Dakota carries a maximum of 30 days with a $1,500 fine. So there isn't a huge amount of jail time that comes with a Class B misdemeanor. However, we've got six different counts here. So this isn't a one-time mistake, disorderly conduct. This was repeated behavior. And there could have been a maximum of 30 days imposed for each of these six counts. So when you look at it in that fact, and then you see ultimately what the sentence was, there's certainly a feeling for myself that it lacks accountability and responsibility, and that the sentence is pretty lenient.
Yeah.
And for me, I try to remove some of my personal emotions on this, and the fact that, you know, I'm the elected sheriff of the county and our citizens of Cass County entrust me with that authority to be the sheriff. And then of course the commission, they're gracious enough through budgetary, while they set the budget, they allow me to appoint deputies to carry out our mission, vision, and values. So certainly this was an individual that was appointed by the sheriff's office and granted that authority to carry out and execute, state statutes and make sure that people are enforce rule of law. And Darren used that authority in this instance to take advantage of other people. And that's certainly, when things like that happen, that's a very, very, makes a person very upset.